Hey guys, it's Casey, and you are listening to the Legal Girl Pod. I hope you are all doing so well. We're nearing the end of a semester, so yay, but at the same time, that means finals are coming up, so it can be a super stressful time. With that being said, I'll have some content coming soon all about studying and preparing for final exams, but today I'm here to talk a little bit about the LSAT and more specifically, how long you should prepare for the LSAT. So let's get into it. When you're first starting off your LSAT journey, I would say begin by simply exposing yourself to the material and types of questions that will be on the exam. For most people, the LSAT is a totally different type of test than you've ever taken before, and it generally will take some time to get comfortable even looking at the kinds of things that you're going to be tested on. So what this means is exposing yourself to traditional logic. And I think that for a lot of people, including myself, I hadn't studied logic. I wasn't too familiar with it. So it was like a new world for me at first. And it'll probably feel a little bit unnatural at first. That's super common, super normal. It's genuinely really different from real life situations regarding logic. And it can be super hard to grasp at first. This is why I 100% recommend learning logic on your own, either beforehand or at the same time alongside your LSAT studying. So there's a ton of books that you can buy to help teach yourself logic, but honestly, I think you'd be fine just doing a search on YouTube, maybe, how to understand logic, just, keywords like that, and save to spend on books like the LSAT Trainer and also programs that are a little bit more expensive, like 7Sage. I feel like it is really important to begin your LSAT journey by understanding logic because it kind of trains your brain on how to read and understand the questions and answer them correctly because it all stems out of logic and thinking logically, more as like a concept, if that makes sense. You have to learn logic in order to see, like to have logic lens, in order to see the LSAT questions. So yeah, I mean, I would really recommend really taking the time to understand logic. I found it to be super beneficial, but let's take a few steps back because before you do much of anything in your LSAT studies, take your diagnostic test. You can do this for free online. I'll link Khan Academy in the show notes because that's what I used. It's for free and it does a really good job at showing you like the specific areas that you probably need to focus on more. And it does a good job breaking it down for you. It's a super good resource that I think that you guys should definitely utilize. And what a diagnostic test is just basically a practice test designed to help aspiring law students assess their initial readiness for the test. So the diagnostic test is just generally a normal LSAT exam, or it's gonna very closely resemble just a normal exam, and it'll test your strengths and weaknesses in the various LSAT sections, including logic games, logical reasoning, and reading comprehension. So like I said, you're going to want to take this diagnostic at the very, very beginning because it'll help you decide how long you think you'll need to reach your goal score. I want to also say that even if you score super low on this first test, don't get discouraged because one, most people do, and two, it does not define your potential. People have jumped 30 points in a handful of months with some hard work, determination, persistence, perseverance. If you genuinely want to do well and you're determined to do well, you're more than capable. So it may be helpful to think about how long you need to prepare in terms of hours. A lot of articles from LSAT creators and tutors recommend that a student spends 250 to 300 hours studying for the exam. However, I'll tell you that I probably studied anywhere from 400 to 480 hours over the 4 months of my studying. And I genuinely think that if I added another month onto that amount, I probably could have raised my score another 5 points or so. And if you're not aware, a 5-point difference is huge on this exam. Even just a couple points, give or take, is the difference between getting into certain schools or not getting in, or getting that massive scholarship or not. So my advice would be to take the recommendations into consideration, but it's really just most important to base off the amount of time you want to study for on your first diagnostic score. So just a few more little tips and words of wisdom I wanted to share having gone through the LSAT beast. I would reiterate how much I recommend signing up for the test that follows the test that you're actually like planning to take and studying for. Just sign up for that following one for the peace of mind, because I did that and I think that knowing I had an extra shot if I really needed one eased my anxiety on test day. And I did end up getting a partial refund once I canceled the following test, and I feel like it was totally worth it just for that peace of mind. And also buying the score preview, which is usually $45 if you purchase it before the exam, $75 if you buy it afterwards. So if you're thinking about buying it, definitely grab it before. But it's basically the option to see your LSAT score before you decide if you want to cancel it or not. I want to note that if you cancel your score, it'll still appear on your record that you took the test, and it's going to count against the testing limits, like how many times you can actually take the LSAT. And just so you guys know, you can take it 3 times in a testing year and 7 times in your life. You don't want to take it 7 times, but the option is there for you if you want to or if you need to. So from all my research and speaking to people in admissions and things like that about the LSAT, I would say that although canceled test scores may not be what you want on your record, they're not unusual at all. And many would say that they look better than a low score would. So of course, know that cancellation has its pros and cons. And if you want to learn more about it, head over to my Instagram. I'm at thelegalgirlpod. Within the last few weeks, I've posted on it, so go ahead and check it out if you're interested. I think that with all of this considered, you should only take the LSAT when you feel fully and genuinely prepared. Studying and getting ready to take this exam can and very well may take several months. So consider all of this when you're deciding when you want to ideally begin law school. I knew that I wanted to start law school fall of 2022, which was the fall after I graduated from undergrad. And so I began studying 4 months out, which meant, yes, I was studying during undergrad, during finals, and had to plan my schedule accordingly. If you'd like a podcast episode on studying for the LSAT during undergrad, just let me know and I'd be more than happy to share that experience with you guys. But that is all I have for you guys today on preparing for the LSAT and things you should consider when preparing and beginning to prepare and beginning to even think about taking this test. So I hope that it's been enjoyable for you guys to listen to this. I hope that it's been helpful. Let me know in the reviews and send me a DM on Instagram. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time. So keep breathing and keep briefing. Bye, guys.